This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Saturday, June 13, Sabbath rest. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 4. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the good news proclaimed to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them, because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed. Now we who have believed enter that rest, just as God has said. So I declared an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And yet his works have finished since the creation of the world. For somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day in these words, on the seventh day God rested from all his works. And again in the passage above he says, they shall never enter my rest. Therefore, since it still remains for some to enter that rest, and since those who formerly had the good news proclaimed to them did not go in because of their disobedience, God again set a certain day, calling it today. This he did when a long time later he spoke through David, as in the passage already quoted, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains, then, a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. Let us, therefore, make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. Vacations are often a source of rest for many people. They are something that we long for after many months of hard work. Each week we need a time of rest, too. Earlier this month, we spoke of God's rest on the seventh day, when he completed the work of creation. That set a pattern for us that is worth keeping. In the midst of our busy lives each week, it's good to take a day of rest from our work, to take time to worship and honor God, and to give to and share with others, especially people who are in need. The author of Hebrews points out that the promise to enter God's rest still stands. So, for all of us, this remains something to strive for and long for. Echoing the warning signs mentioned earlier, Hebrews notes that some of God's people hardened their hearts and refused to trust in God, so they didn't enter his rest. Nevertheless, the promise of entering God's rest is still there. The promise is for everyone who believes in the good news of Jesus Christ. Entering God's rest is something we may long for and desire. It's even something we can begin to enjoy in Christ now, and we are promised that it will be complete when Jesus comes again. This isn't a call to stop all of our activity and our work. Instead, it's a call to continue believing in Christ, knowing that through him, we will enter God's promised rest and live with him forever. Pray with me. Lord God, help us to find true rest in you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.